The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now I'm like, I'm gun shy about how to start a podcast after last week and then getting distracted by my cat.
Here, kitty, kitty.
Apparently, that is a big thing of neighbors getting pissed off that their cats disappear to other neighbors' houses. And like, I've gotten sent so many TikToks and stuff from Twitter and things like that since I posted about being obsessed with my neighbor's cat. I mean, this was unknowingly my neighbor's cat. Started gravitating towards my house. We've developed an intense bond, I would like to think.
I would like to say. I mean, that's what it appeared to me.
Right. You know, it's maybe one-sided, but.
Well, I mean, she does visit.
She keeps coming back.
My mother's best friend had a cat that disappeared literally for 3 years once. And one day just showed up at
home. Up.
And the only assumption was that someone let her into their house.
Well, that's what everyone
and she
kept
lived like a nice life.
Do.
Yeah.
But I'm like, let me go ask around my neighborhood and my street first. Sure enough, two doors down was like, yeah, that's our cat. I was like, cool. Yeah. They're like, she goes out in the day and then she'll just come back at night. But I'm like, I wonder if she does do it forever for longer. Also, it's just like you don't know where they came from. So you almost just let them in out of, oh my God, is this a stray? Like, do I need to help them? I just can't believe I'm a cat lady now. I'm like so upset by it.
I would also, I mean, I would be beside myself if my cat didn't come home one night. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you saw my reaction last week. And that's not even
my cat. Of course,
my
heart went to puppy. I was like,
I know. You're like, what just happened?
Did a puppy just walk in?
Yeah.
Because I'm not a cat
person.
No,
just a pussy.
Just a pussy. I mean, it's just like, change one letter.
What do you mean?
Puppy, pussy.
Oh, right.
The P turns
one letter double. There you go. Yeah. Well, look at that.
Look at that.
Hey, happy Friday, you guys.
Hi.
Nothing like a little pussy talk to get your Friday started right. Okay, that's actually not what we're here to talk about today.
It's actually kind of a good segue.
Is that?
I mean, there will be some pussy talk, so.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was a very interesting transition because I know what we're talking about. Okay, this is one of those ones. There's definitely topics where I feel like Chip and I go back and forth for like a week and we're thinking, can we talk about this? How do we talk about this? We have obviously grown and changed, I would say, as a podcast through the years. And some of that has been great for people and some of that's been upsetting, but I have to go with my own evolution. And I think you feel the same way. And it's like, if I'm trying to do certain things in my personal life, I have to do, I have to like include that in my work and the conversations I'm having publicly and what we're bringing to the world. Like, I personally feel like I need that to all be in alignment, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, look, I do love to poke fun, but the older I get, like, I much prefer to poke fun at my friends who I love that know I'm poking fun. Like, it's not fair to judge and make fun of people, circumstances, whatever, that you really don't know anything about. So,
well, let's get real here. And I used to do that on this podcast all the time.
All the time.
Like, I'm not trying to sit here on some high fucking horse and be like, oh, I'm above this, everyone.
Right.
But let me tell you what happened. I mean, everyone knows what happened to me, but it's like when something happens in your life specifically, and I think you witnessed enough of that with me, and also you've seen it with the clients that you work with. Yeah. And the way the media works in general, and it's so destructive to people's lives, and it's so not accurate that I think once you realize how false and fake and straight up lies that are in the news, you kind of go, wait a second, like, I can't condone this. I can't be a part of this. And anything that we're talking about here, pop culture wise, is actually just, you know, we're trying not to do the same thing that the news is doing right now, which we think is all about clicks and about like headlines, and they'll say anything just
It's not
to get
just news either. It's social media, and it's
I think it stemmed from social media.
And it stemmed from the digitization of media, because it used to be, you know, real nightly news. There were like, it was like real reporters doing real stories that were digging. Same thing with newspapers and magazines. But now that it's about like instant, like get stuff up quickly, a lot of that has been gone out the window, you know?
Right.
And it literally is about getting clicks. Like, I recognized it when I had a client have something happen, and it was legitimate media outlets were stooping to the level of what normally it would just be the tabloids saying.
Right.
And it was really eye-opening for me, because I'm like, fuck these people. We're never going to speak to them again. Like, they are blacklisted. You know, it's one thing to tell an uncomfortable story, but tell it with facts, or at least with, you know, some humanity to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to witness it, you know, very firsthand, like what clickbait does. So it's like, for anyone out there who's had to be on the receiving end of that bullshit, like,
thank
I feel
you.
For you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Ms.
Well,
K.
I said to you, the moment that really hit me the worst, and you're being very PC right now, I'll straight up say, Good Morning America referred to me as a homewrecker and straight up said I had an affair that I didn't have when I was back on this reality show. And that was the moment. Like, it's one thing to have TMZ calling your phone about shit. That's what they're known for. And
that's
everyone knows
do.
That. And even though I used to be a person that believed that stories in the tabloids had at least half a truth to it, you know, I was like, oh, well, they're not going to say something that's not, doesn't have some basis. Like, you kind of convince yourself that maybe it's not completely accurate, but there's some truth to it, you know? And what I realized is that is actually not true at all. And I don't think that we as a society are aware of how much we're being lied to. And like, this isn't supposed to be some conspiracy, and I swear to God, we'll get to the topic in just a second. But I have to say this stuff because it's been a personal experience of mine, and because I wasn't aware. And just what you just said, this situation you're talking about wasn't even that long ago. So you had already witnessed me go through it, and it still took another situation for you to go, holy shit, this is like legit news outlets that are still straight up lying, making up stories. They're not having their facts checked at all, and they're just saying it as if it's a truth.
Well, all they need is one source to be a scapegoat. So they can just, it can all fall on a source
who can be a publicist of anyone, by the way.
And because of our laws, they are able to keep them anonymous.
Exactly.
Which those kind of laws were put into place to keep the freedom of the press, like, so that the press wasn't scared to write the truth. And it's funny that they're being bastardized. They're being bastardized to use those laws to actually tell things that are untrue,
right,
rather than actually do the work and find the truth. I don't know if you'll remember this, but this was several years ago. I lived in Los Angeles when it happened, but there was a story that circulated because a website posted a picture of a receipt from a restaurant where Donald Trump had gotten a burger and a Coke and had tipped $10,000.
Okay.
And all these news outlets picked it up as if it were true.
Okay.
And it became this huge story. And it was obviously a Photoshop job. Because Donald Trump was like, I wasn't even in Santa Monica that
day.
That's
insane. See?
So it was something like, that was very easy to prove.
But that's a positive for him. And he was still just like, okay, that's not even.
Yeah, it's not even true. And so it was just like, it was, I can't remember the name of the website, but it's these two brothers that launched what is now a very big website. And it was one of their first posts. And it just got them traction. And it was like this really smart thing that they did. But it also proved that, I mean, I think CNN wrote about, like, legitimate news places picked up the story without trying to fact check it for a second. Because they were like, oh, someone else did that job.
Well, and also, I think
the Chive.
Your point
is... Thechive.com is the website.
The Chive is a joke, though, isn't it?
Well, they just post...
I'm thinking of The Onion.
Yeah, The Onion is a comedy website. The Chive does post a lot of, like, just meme-y shit. But, like, it's meant to be entertainment. But, like, that's how they got a lot of eyeballs on their website to begin with, was that lie that they created.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you made such a good point at the beginning of when we started talking about this, about... nowadays too, there's such a rush to be the first. Mm-hmm. And like, we're so oversaturated. That's the problem with everything, right? It's like, it's changed streaming completely. It's changed everything in this podcast world. It's changed everything with social media world, just how oversaturated we are. I mean, at some point it's going to blow up, right? Like it has to.
Yeah. Everything we can't keep so it up big.
Yeah. Like there's gotta be changes. And so anyway, one of the changes that I really hope starts to happen is that if we as a collective start to understand, and I think it's happening, that headlines are not the truth. Like when you go in and read stories, case in point, something I sent you earlier that I'll talk about in a second, you're like, wait, what? The headline is literally the most misleading statement. And if you go in and read the article most of the time, there's no fact to it or no truth to it. And that, or that's just like in general, like they were clearly trying to get you to click on this.
Right.
So anyway, I get that that's giving them clicks, but then if you don't do that, then you believe the headline and that's not real. So do your due diligence. Wow. And, you know, make sure that what you're reading is true. But the other thing that I really struggled with this topic, and I'll just say, we're about to talk about the, conjoined twins that have been in the media recently. And one of my big things is I also experienced this, but then, you know, I've just observed it so much in the last couple of years, how just like cruel everyone is to everyone. Like there's no empathy. And you and I touched on this a while back when that whole Will Smith, Chris Rock thing happened. And I was this random voice. I think, you know, I got like a little bit of heat for it because it was like, very opposite of what a lot of people were saying. I wasn't trying to condone what Will Smith did. I did think that he should not have slapped Chris Rock on the Oscars. However, wait, was it the Oscars?
Yeah, it was the Oscars.
Okay. However, I was like clearly witnessing a person that had been traumatized in some capacity and was having a trauma response, like a reaction we all have, whether you want to admit it or not. And his happened to be on a very public stage that would be mortifying, embarrassing, my worst nightmare, all of the things. And I was just asking that maybe we give Will a little grace because the way he handled it after I thought was very good. And
it was
kind
incredibly out of character for him. So
yeah.
You have to raise those questions.
And just to look at the human piece of this, like the human piece of any story, I mean. And so that's what I want to keep in mind as we talk about this topic today. We find it to be very fascinating and these women to be very fascinating. But we don't want it to come across like we are ever poking fun at their situation or kind of making a spectacle of it, I guess. Like, we're just trying to talk about the topic because it's interesting.
Well, you know, look, the internet is cruel. And I think in the same way that the media wants clicks, everyone does. We're all conditioned to, like, want likes.
Of course.
And, you know, a snark does really well on the internet. And so I think... different is always, when something is different, it's always a more immediate target.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the reaction to this marriage of one of the twins, conjoined twins, caused a snarky reaction on the internet, which is really cruel. And because that was the reaction, that's what we were seeing. So we were receiving that. And so my initial reaction was like, holy shit, and to laugh. But then I stepped back and I was like, wait a minute. Like, these people are actual human fucking beings.
Living a full fucking life.
Living a full life. By the way, I'm not married. Like, they've done something I haven't done, or one of them has. And so rather than make fun of them, I was like, I need to sit back, do a little research, and sort of try to understand their journey. And
I loved that, though, when you said that. Of course, I was like, oh, my God, it's speaking to your audience here.
Some of the questions are, like, very plain questions, like, how, why, what, you know, like, how common is this? And then there's, like, the, she's married, let's talk about the dirty bits.
Right.
And I think that's where the internet has gotten really crass about it, but it's a very real thing. So I think that there is a real conversation to be had. Obviously, neither of us are conjoined twins, so we're not speaking from a point of view that is factual to, like, our existence, but we have done some research where we hope to enlighten our listeners.
So if you somehow live under a rock and you haven't heard this story, Abby and Brittany Hensel are conjoined twins. They were born together, where they have two separate heads and share a lower half. I'm making sure I'm saying this correctly. Like, from waist down, they share upper half. One person has control of the left side. One person has control of the right side. And then there's two heads on their body.
They have completely separate emotions. They have separate thoughts. They have separate likes and dislikes. They have to agree and argue on things. Like, one of them might want to see one movie. The other one wants to see another one.
One of them might be in a good mood. One of them might be in a bad mood.
One might have a headache. The other one might not.
Talk about having to navigate partnership more than any human on this planet, I think.
Right.
Like, could you? There is not one moment where either of those women are alone. Ever. Right. Ever. Right.
Like, including when one is having sex with her husband.
And taking a shit. That was the other one I talked about.
Well, their bowels they share, so they both do poop together, but still.
I know, but they're in it together. Yeah. That's like, I mean, that's the part that's
when their butthole,
like,
itches, it itches for both of them.
Yeah, I guess that is true. Okay, so you brought up sex, which has been a big part of the conversation on the internet recently. And that actually was my first thought too, was like, first of all, who is this guy that married them? And then second of all, how does he navigate? I mean, there's so many layers to that to me. Like, how does he navigate being married to only one of them? So recently, it was Brittany that got married, correct?
Brittany got married, yes.
Brittany got married. And so that's kind of brought up this conversation of, well, how does Abby feel about all of this? And how does Abby navigate?
Actually, sorry, Abby is the one married to John. It's Abby Bowling is her new name.
Okay, I'm sorry. Abby got married. Brittany is the one that is learning how to navigate a relationship that her sister is in, but she is obviously a part of because they share a body. And I just said to you, like, that is so much. Her sister signed up for so much. Like,
yeah.
What if her sister wants to get married or go on a date?
Right.
Like, does Abby go on a date with Brittany as a married woman?
Or do they double date? What
I don't
do
know.
They have group sex?
I don't know.
I mean, it's all very interesting. What if Brittany can't fucking stand Josh?
Well, exactly. I thought about that because they have different brains. And so like think about even your friends. Like, I've never felt like I want to be with any of my friends' partners. I love them. Like, I adore them, but they're very much for my friends. Like, they're my friends' types. They're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all have different types, and I guess that's a blessing. It would suck if you had, like, the same type as your best friend.
Right.
But I just can appreciate who the person is, but I don't want to, like, be in a partnership with them, if that makes sense.
Also, Brittany is, she is there to witness every argument that they have.
Everything.
And so when I think about, like, when my friends are going through a really hard time in a relationship, like, I'm like, I'm a cut a bitch. Like, I am here for my friend.
100%.
I am spewing hate. I am like ready to fight.
Oh, I mean, I told you I would slash tires anytime you're ready.
So it's like, how does Brittany have to internalize all of that, hear it, and then forgive him when Abby's saying, it's fine, I love him. Like, you know, it's because she is privy to everything.
Exactly. And think about like, yeah, I mean, I think that that's what I was trying to say about this is the biggest example of learning how to be in a partnership. Also, like, compassionate communication, because they have to be constantly communicating, I would think, or else the resentment, the all the things. Like you said, if Abby gets in a fight with her husband and Brittany's like, fuck that guy, like, we're not taking him back, you know? And Abby's like, yes, I am. Like, I love him. But right. Brittany doesn't love him, so she's just fucking pissed, you know?
Yeah. It's
so complex. Like, I have so much respect for the fact that that is how, like, they live their lives completely together. That piece alone, I'm just, like, the navigation of that is so impressive to me.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can't even wrap my head around it. Like, yeah. And that's why I sort of wanted to talk about this, because it's... And right now, as we're talking, more questions are popping into my mind.
Like what?
Like even just the whole idea of like the argument situation.
The
like
argument was a great point. I hadn't thought about that.
There's so many instances in our lives.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we all have our secrets, you know what I mean? That we don't share with people. And it's like, those two can't.
Right.
They cannot have, neither one of them have a single secret unless it's just a thought. It's the only way that they can have a secret.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to meet them so bad just to see Like, I want to know if there is a lot of suppression happening, you know, because they're like, that's the only private place that I have. So I want to keep things to myself. Like, do you develop different sort of mental and emotional safety strategies than, you know, other people? Because if I want to get away from if I'm just like, ugh, I just need a break from my friends, my partner, my family, anybody, I can go take it. They right. can't take a break from each other. I mean, no. I guess they could be quiet, but it's still like, it's such a part of your body too. Like, imagine not having control of one side of your body and having to rely on another person for that in and of itself is a lot. But right. then what if like y'all get in a fight and she's like
one slap in the other?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it, or just like they're slapping each other or they're like, can we go do this? And they're going to punish them. Like, I'm like, does that happen where you guys punish each other with not doing something that the other one wants to do? You know, like, how does that work? What are the boundaries? It's just, there's so many questions.
It's so complex.
And doesn't it make you ultimately go, wow, the fact that any of us just wake up every day and we don't even think about how often we take for granted that we have like a body like that
autonomy,
functions.
Yeah,
yes. Just like the fact that childbirth ever happens normally is shocking when you really start to realize how much can go wrong or just like different situations that can come about like this. Like,
well,
how do we in my research,
they still don't. There's two ways that they believe this happens because it's only like one in 100,000 births.
Okay.
And most don't survive. They're stillborn or one's born, stillborn and one's alive, or they last.
And so then they
hours.
Have a surgery to remove
the other one. Yeah. Or, you know, some of them only last 24 hours. All of them have to be born via cesarean because it's too dangerous for a vaginal birth. The main theory is they think that an egg starts to split because identical twins, the egg splits at like 10 or 12 days after gestation. And they think that this is a delayed split where it's like 15, 16 days and it never fully splits.
Yeah.
Or the other theory is that it's two fertilized eggs that fuse. But the majority theory is that it's an egg that doesn't split the whole way.
Just looking at them, I feel like the first theory. Don't you?
Yeah,
because it's like
so.
The top did split, it seems like, because they have separate heads and brains. You know what I thought was bullshit? They had to pay two tuitions, but they only get paid one salary.
One salary.
Isn't that bullshit? Because it should just be equal either way. Like if they paid two tuitions.
Yeah, it's not like they had two dorm rooms.
So when they went to college, they went all the way to college, like through college, I believe. Yes, they went through college and paid two tuitions because technically it's two brains. So it's
two
people. I guess so. Yeah. And so they would take separate tests and things like that. That makes sense though, because it's two brains, but now they're school teachers and they're only paid one salary, which makes sense for the fact that it's probably one classroom, you know, like maybe they're covering the stuff that one teacher would cover. I would guess that's how it's working.
I feel like I read that it was they teach different subjects though.
That's two people. They should be paid double salaries. Like each of them should be paid an individual salary, I think.
Right.
That's crazy.
But then it gets hairy too is like insurance. Like are they both insured or are they insuring one body? Because it is one body, two people. So
It's so complex.
It's such a interesting thing to navigate because I'm sure so many systems in our world are not created for them to fit into.
No systems. Like right. there's not, that's just,
right.
no, there's none.
So everything's an abnormality for them, mm-hmm. which is, and they are, they had a reality show. They're seemingly like quite healthy and physically normal, you know, like
mm-hmm.
they have normal desires.
Oh yeah. I mean,
they've taken very normal paths.
Or I guess Abby's the one responding to a lot of people have had questions about sex. And okay, this is what I'm sorry. Let me go back really quick. What I did want to point out, I sent you an article earlier They got married, or Abby got married in 2021. And yes, this is for some reason just hitting the news today. And it's, that was my point, is like, everyone is so, we're just literally reading headlines so quickly that all we think is, oh, this conjoined twin just got married. She got married years ago. And for some reason, social media got a hold of it like the last 2 weeks. And that just goes to show how crazy social media can be. When something goes viral, it goes viral. And this went viral for some reason recently. But it's really not new news. They've been living this way since 2021 with Abby's husband. But the big question, and I said, I mean, this was my first thought, was like, how does he have sex with that? Like with both of them? Like, how does this work? And you said, well, they share a bottom half. So, yeah. And to me, I'm like, is that like traumatic for Brittany? Like, what, or is she enjoying it? Like, I have so many questions about that. And
well,
so
they both apparently feel the orgasm, which is wild.
Yeah. So Abby has come out to answer questions because I guess they're getting a lot of people asking about this. And she said they do share, whenever they climax, they both feel it. And that when she's having sex with her husband, Brittany reads a book or puts on a podcast or something. And I mean, this is where the internet's tough, because there are a lot of funny like TikToks, you know, in these responses, and people are funny, but it is where it gets to the point of like, all right, it's like, I mean, laugh to yourself, I guess, but like, we gotta all like have a little more sensitivity. This is these people's lives. So, yeah, I just can't imagine, like, imagine what that would be like if you and I were connected and you were having sex with someone and I'm just like reading a book right there. I would want to cry.
Right. Oh. Have you ever been in the room when someone is having sex?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I witnessed
a friend having sex.
Like, did they think you were asleep?
You know what? I really am not certain how it happened. Because it's been a long time. It was like right after college.
Oh, I feel like we're all kind of sitting here going, well, we're going to need more of this story.
I witnessed it, and it was kind of traumatic.
That's what I'm saying. It was traumatic. Our friends and our people that we would not normally see.
Yeah.
But they've never not seen that either. Cause like, even if they were younger and they're, or like if they've ever masturbated, like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, one of them controls the right hand, the other one controls the left hand. Like, one of them can masturbate without the permission of the other one.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
You know, like if masturbation comes from an emotional place,
yeah,
then one might be in the mood when the other one's not.
Does it come from an emotional place?
I mean,
you're saying
I think it does.
Yeah, but hormonally, it can be.
Yeah, but sometimes
like if you're horny, it's physical,
right? But don't you? Yeah, but aren't there times? And maybe this is the difference between a man and a woman too. Like sometimes you just think like, oh, I'm gonna go jerk off. You know what I mean? It's like. And it doesn't necessarily feel like something that's like a whole body thing. It's just like, I'm bored, I'm going to jerk off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's humans.
Right. So there's, in theory, Brittany could be bored and be like,
or like be sleeping. And she wakes up and she's like, bitch, are you at it again? Like, it's just like.
Right. There's so many scenarios.
Such a deep level of intimacy that I don't think any of us could even process. Like, I really don't.
It really is fascinating. And the two of them seem happy with each other, which
like friends.
I love my sister. I would not want to spend this much time with her.
I mean, I just think about how different my brother and I are. And I'm like, he would literally want to murder me and vice versa. Like we would just like the way we live our lives even is so different. Just like preferences, like even what time we wake up in the day or like go to bed at night. You know what I mean? Like. You really have to work together. I know twins do have stronger bonds a lot of times. And so if it's a good positive bond, then maybe they just feel even more connected and want to be together a lot. I have a couple of friends actually, oddly, that are twins and they're so close with their twin. Like they say it physically feels like a part of you. So, or emotionally feels like a part of you. But these girls are feeling the physical, emotional, the all of it. But they were born in the same womb, you know? They just came out. They happen to come out different than other twins because they're also in the same body.
Yeah.
Ugh.
The layers.
The layers.
Like the biggest onion. The biggest onion. Like.
I know.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I've said complex 800 times, but it really is so complex because just like you said, the second you start diving down the rabbit hole of thoughts, another question comes up and you're just thinking, I don't know.
I think what's gripped the world with this is that it's not something most of us had ever thought of.
I just hadn't. I really, it I makes just, me
it
feel
literally had never ignorant, occurred to
but
me.
No, me either.
And then the more I dug, like, it's weird. There's like Reddit chats about like people talking about it. So it's not something that like hasn't been thought of before. I personally had never thought of it. So,
but isn't that the point we're trying to make here?
Right.
That kind of what we are noticing in society and what I'm trying to personally really pay attention to in my own life is like we just get going in all of these different directions. We get busy. We have our lives. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's just a normal human thing. And it's often that we just cannot put ourselves in other people's shoes. And right. So when something new is brought to the table, it seems like a better reaction would be curiosity. Like sort of what we're trying to say here is like, I have a lot of questions. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I'd never thought about living a life like that. What is that like? And that's why both of us enjoy doing this podcast is topics like that, getting to talk to guests and learn about different lifestyles. But like instead of going, oh my God, ha ha ha, look at this shit. What about if you took a second and you were like kind and thought, huh, first of all, gratitude that like my life on a day to day, I just get to hop out of bed. Like I don't have those things to factor in. That just is, it's a lot of layers, like we've said. So there's a sense of ease that I have that they don't have.
Right.
And then also like societal pressures. I mean, I can't imagine what going to school was like for them as kids and stuff, you know, like just all of the different things of that. But maybe if we could all try to come from a place of like, stay curious versus let's troll people, that would change some things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just so fascinated by them and the perseverance that it takes to get to this age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just made me have another thought. Like
what
if one of them was suffering from depression and wanted to kill herself?
Right.
You know what?
Well,
I
then
mean?
The other one would have to pep talk her out of it.
Right.
I did read about the death piece of that, though, because I was also thinking, do they die at the same time? What if they didn't? And they don't. So, I mean, that actually makes me want to cry because that, oh. I mean, right. Well, they say that, like, it doesn't have to happen that way. Like, one person could die, and then you would either have to have a surgical situation, like a surgical procedure to have that person removed. So, I mean, just the trauma in that. Losing your best friend's sister, person who you've spent every minute with, and then like having to survive. And then also the reason they didn't have the surgery to start was because the doctors told their parents it was super risky with however they were built to try to separate them. There was a high likelihood they wouldn't survive. And so the parents were like, well, we don't want to lose them. And so they decided to keep them together. But yeah, the death piece of it. I mean, it's so hard, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if like think they could get in a car accident and one could end up brain dead.
Well, right.
Just from some sort of physical trauma.
I know.
It is just the what if, what if, what if.
This is like, you're it's, like, you're.
My mind is blown.
Yeah.
My mind is blown.
I know.
I'm fascinated by them. I think they are two of the most interesting people on earth.
Yeah. I agree with you.
And resilient. Like, it's.
I mean,
to walk through life like this, knowing
100%
everywhere you go, everyone is staring.
100%.
And probably for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, like most people are probably laughing and pointing and are really insensitive about their difference.
Mm-hmm.
And as someone who grew up feeling other than, I can empathize with that, but I cannot get anywhere near the idea of what they feel.
Well, because the reality of your situation is like, if you wanted to pretend like if you were in a situation with a bunch of straight guys, like you could go in and be like, yeah, I'm a straight white dude too. Like you could literally, if you wanted to be the guy that just like fit into the easiest scenario or what you felt like you needed to in that moment, you could do it. And so could I. And so could most humans. I mean, it would be self-abandonment, and we would hope, you know, I would hope you wouldn't feel the need to do that ever in your life, especially at this point. But like, you could, and they can't. Right. Like, it's just not an option. It's never been on the table for them. So I love that you use the word resilient, because I think the idea that, first of all, this went viral recently for no reason. They're just like living their lives, and all of a sudden, they're all over the news, the internet, all these things. And it's like, yeah, Abby's like, yeah, I'm happily married and having sex. And like, she's like found her way in her life. And I mean, I hope Brittany has too. We're just not hearing as much about it, obviously, because we're talking about Abby's situation with the wedding. But
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of questions about that guy too, but that's a whole nother podcast.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's funny because some of my friends, their reaction was like, what a fucked up individual. But it's like, again, it takes a lot to look at a situation and be like, I know this isn't normal, but I'm in love with this person and I'm going to make it work.
Well, you know? we just don't know him. So yeah, it's hard. It would be hard to sit here and say anything because we don't know the situation. We don't know the relationship. We don't know even how they met or anything about him. So Other than now there's articles about some paternity thing that really, if you get in and read the articles, you're like, what? This is not even, is this real? I'm just like so over the media. It's disgusting.
Well,
to
it's
me.
The media's at, it's what's fucked up about those stories is the media's asking the questions in the article rather than going and getting the answers and telling us the facts. Because what it is there is a paternity test. He has a child with his ex-wife that there's custody, you know, they share custody.
Correct.
And then there's like a non-custodial child that they're assuming is the one that was born after they separated.
Yes.
So the assumption is that the mom is saying, well, you're not the dad or whatever.
Which he may not be.
But he may not be. And you know what? Like, they're not going to know the fucking answer until there's a paternity test.
Right.
So like, it's an idea. It's not news yet. So stop writing about it.
Right.
Like, it becomes news when they're like, uh-oh, here's another layer to the story. Wife was cheating.
Right.
Then it's news. But it's also none of our fucking business. I'm obsessed with these girls.
You really are. Chip sends me a new article like every afternoon.
Well, and the thing is like when we first were like, do we talk about this? We're like, no, we can't because
you
we were
said,
coming.
You were like, no, we can't talk about this, but I love them. I'm like so obsessed with this.
And then she texted me today and she was like, what are we talking about today? And I was like, I feel like we have to. It is
because
so
you and I have talked about
it
every day since you brought it to me.
And it's so public now. Mm. And I'm just fascinated by them. I think like I need to go back and find their reality show. I'd never heard of them until, you know, last week.
Ugh, that's the thing about reality TV, isn't it? It sticks with us forever.
Yeah, it's out there somewhere. It's out there.
I would love nothing more than to know what you guys think about this. I mean, obviously, be kind as you see our intentions with having this conversation, but please email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com if you have questions, where your head is going with this, because we're like, I think both Chip and I are a bit scrambled, if we're being honest. So, email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com. You can also leave us a voicemail. We have a lot of new voicemails and I'm so excited. Like, I got them over this past week. I was kind of going through some more and they make me so excited. Like, I don't know if you feel the same, Chip, but for me, it's just like a direct connection to the listeners. And I'm like, oh, right.
Yeah.
There are people out there. We're talking with y'all now, not just like talking into microphones and kind of wondering where it's floating off to. So if you want to leave us a voicemail, I have that link in my bio on Instagram. It's at Velvet's Edge. Chip also put it in his bio on Instagram. And what is your handle, Chip?
I'm at Chip Dorsch. It's CHIPDORSCH.
Whew, I still have a lot of questions after this one, but
so many.
Hopefully we got just some information across. I don't know. It just sparked a little like curiosity.
And love. I'm sending them love because I feel like they need a little bit of love sent their way right now.
Yeah. Fuck the trolls, man. I am over it. Why are people such bitches? Like, I just can't. It's just be nice. Why is that so hard? Like, why can't we just be kind to each other?
You know what's interesting about that whole idea is
what?
They are making fun of these women mostly because of their physicality. But in doing so, they are showing that they are ugly on the inside.
Way worse, if you ask me.
You know what I mean? It's so much worse. And that's not me calling Abby and Brittany ugly. I'm just saying they're making fun of physicality.
Yeah, I was just like, it's just not cute, guys.
No,
like, get it together.
Not at all.
I actually don't think that we have those people listening to this podcast anymore.
I hope not.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as you guys go into your weekend, and hopefully you're living on the edge, I hope you always remember to
act casual.
Bye.
Bye.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.